Hello and welcome to the show. I am Dr. Watson. No, I'm Michael.
No.
I'm Mike.
I am Winnie.
That's Winnie. But I wish I was Dr. Watson.
And I'll be Sherlock Holmes.
You could be Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
But he's got some kind of problems, you know?
Let's not.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that. But he's an interesting guy. But Dr. Watson is more just kind of a straight guy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, they're both fascinating gentlemen. And that's why Sir Arthur Conan Doyle created them that way. Because, of course, they're characters from stories. And that's also the reason why they're still so popular today. Do you know? I went to the Sherlock Holmes House and Museum in London
Whoa.
A couple of years ago. And
what's inside?
It kind of looks like his room from the books or from the old movies.
Whoa.
Yeah, they have his pipes there and all the different things that he uses from science and his mysteries. It was really cool. The most interesting thing was there were hundreds of visitors from every country you could imagine. China, Korea,
yeah,
America,
no surprise.
Japan, all over Europe. It was quite amazing to see how popular he is. And today, we're going to be doing part two of our story of the case of
Garadab.
Of Garadab, right? Or Nathan Garadab. It's a man who's looking for someone else with the same last name. And if he can find that man, someone will get a lot of money. Let's check out the article for today.
The Adventure of the Three Garadabs.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Sherlock replied,
Sorry, but it isn't that easy.
He invited the guest inside and asked,
Mr. Garadab, are you here to talk about Nathan Garadab's letter?
John Garadab told Sherlock and Dr. Watson his story.
Back home in Kansas, I met a rich man, Alexander Garadab. He was proud of his last name.Because it wasn't very common.However, he had no family. Therefore, he wanted to give me his money after he died. If I found two other Garadab men,We would each get $5 million.
John continued,
I couldn't find another Garadab in the U.S. So I came to the UK. Here, I found Nathan Garadab.
Word power!
Guest. Guest.Jack is cleaning his house because his guests will arrive later today. Jack is cleaning his house because his guests will arrive later today. Home. Home. Although I live in Japan now, Taiwan will always be home to me. Although I live in Japan now, Taiwan will always be home to me. Rich. Rich. The rich man gave a lot of money to help the poor. The rich man gave a lot of money to help the poor. Each. Each. There are 4 cookies, so you can each have 2. There are 4 cookies, so you can each have 2.
All right, you remember at the end of yesterday's article, when this man, John Garadev, showed up and said, I have the same name, I'd like my money, Sherlock Holmes's partner, Dr. Watson, said, congratulations, Holmes, you've solved your case, you've found your man. But Sherlock replies, as we begin today's article, sorry, but it isn't that easy. Of course, he is saying this to Watson, but he's also kind of saying it to John Garadev. It's not so easy to just show up, say your name is Garadev, and collect all of that money. It's a lot of money. So, of course, Holmes wants to make sure this really is John Garadev.
记得昨天 Watson 最后说，哎，已经破案了。不过啊，因为我们已经找到这个 Garadev 的人嘛。不过呢，今天呢，福尔摩斯就回说 reply， 他说，哎，其实没有这么简，可能没有这么简单哦。Plot thickens here. 感觉好像有什么事情要发生了。
Absolutely. So what does he do? It says he invited the guest inside and asked, Mr. Garadev, are you here to talk about Nathan Garadev's letter? So Holmes is asking some basic questions of his guest to find out exactly why he's there. Remember, $5 million is on the line here. That's a lot of money. He wants to be sure. And of course, though, he's very polite, and that's why he calls this Mr. Garadev his guest. G-U-E-S-T, guest. That's how we spell it, but we don't say guest, we say guest.
Ah, English.
It's fun, isn't it? A guest. A guest is simply a person that you invite probably into your home or something like that. Someone you're friendly with, someone you're close to, someone you want to be kind to. We should be kind to our guests. We should treat them very well. Get them a drink, get them a snack, allow them to sit down and relax because you asked this person to come to your home. This person is your guest. For example, Jack is cleaning his house because his guests will arrive later today. Jack is cleaning his house because his guests will arrive later today.
Guest 就是宾客、客人，复数可以直接加 s。比如，如果你想要办一个 party， then you invite people， and people who show up that day are your guests。我们也看到这个例句啊，就是 Jack 在打扫家里，因为他的客人今天稍晚就会抵达。所以呢，这个故事继续啊，福尔摩斯呢就邀请这位客人进门。他说：“哎，你来是因为这封信吗 ？Maybe he wants that $5 million, right？”
I'd say he definitely wants that $5 million.
Maybe it's not because of the letter.
It might not be. Or maybe he just wants to find someone from his family and the $5 million is not so important. We don't know.
Right.
That's why we read on. And it says, John Garadev told Sherlock and Dr. Watson his story. And this is his story. He says, back home in Kansas, I met a rich man, Alexander Garadev. Wow, so this story goes back in time, but also to a whole other country. Kansas is in America, and that is apparently where John Garadev is from. We know that because he says back home in Kansas. Home is our word, power word. We also have to look at rich. Rich we'll get to later, but home is the first one. It's H-O-M-E, home. All right, and here we have our word, power word, home. Home, it's a noun. Now, here we're not talking about your house or your apartment, that place where you keep all your stuff or where you sleep at night. Oh, no, here, home is the place that you come from. It could be the place that you live, or it could be the place that you were born and you grew up, and you still think of that as the place that you come from. That's your home. That's where your family is, your friends are. That is where you will always be welcome because it's been an important place in your life. For example, although I live in Japan now, Taiwan will always be home to me. Although I live in Japan now, Taiwan will always be home to me.
这位客人 John Garrett 开始说他的故事，他说他家在 Kansas 堪萨斯市州，记得他们这个在伦敦，所以 John 呢他说 back home 就是说以前在家乡的时候。我们学过 home 单指就是家的意思，例如 we returned to our sweet home after a long day， 回到温暖的家。那今天文章呢，则是指故乡或是家乡的意思。像例句呢，就是我虽然住在日本了，但台湾永远会是我的故乡。So back home, John met a rich man.
That's right. And rich is our next word power word. It's spelled R-I-C-H, R-I-C-H, rich.Now, rich is an adjective. It can have several different meanings, but the most common meaning and the one we're using here today means someone with a lot of money, being wealthy, having a lot of money in the bank. You could also say is someone who is very rich. Rich people might live in big homes, own big businesses, fly around in first class, and eat the fanciest meals. Why are they able to do this?They got a lot of money, everyone. They're rich. For example, the rich man gave a lot of money to help the poor. Oh, that's nice. The rich man gave a lot of money to help the poor. Good for him.
Rich 就是富有的，那相反就是 poor, 贫穷的 P-O-O-R. 例句呢，就是这个有钱的男人捐了很多钱来帮助穷人。所以 John 呢，他就说他的故事，他说他之前在家乡的时候遇到一位有钱人 ,a rich man, 他也是姓 Garadab. So, are they related?
Well, since they both have the same last name, and it's a very strange or unusual last name,I would bet so,
Maybe?
But we don't really know. And that's why Sherlock Holmes is on the case. The article continues by saying he was proud of his last name because it wasn't very common. This is the rich man, Alexander Garadab, that our friend John Garadab met back in Kansas. So Alexander, the rich man, was proud of this name because it wasn't very common. It was unusual. It was quite special. He wasn't just another John Smith or Jackie Chan or something like that. He was Alexander Garadab, and no one else was.
It's not common.
It's not very common.
这位 Alexander Garadab 呢，就是对自己的姓氏很骄傲。He was proud of it. 因为这个姓氏很不常见。比如像 Winnie 也很常就是羡慕别人。比如说这个陈啊、王啊、林啊，这些都很多人姓，不特别。不过特别的呢，就是老师可能会记得 That's not really good either.
Yes. Back in the article, it says, however, he had no family. Alexander Garadab, the rich man, had money, but he had no family. Therefore, he wanted to give me his money after he died. This is what John is explaining to them. So maybe Alexander never got married. Maybe he had kids, but they died or something sad like that. But he was thinking, you know, if when he dies, he has all this money, he wants to pass it on to someone, hopefully someone from the same family with the same name to keep that Garadab name alive. Your name's not Winnie Garadab, so that won't work. But nice try,
Yes. 但这位 Alexander Garadab 没有子嗣，所以呢 ，therefore 他死后呢就想要把这个他的钱都给 John. That's very generous. 可能因为可能是因为同姓的关系 ，John 可能有点像是他的干儿子，所以我们看到文章说 give.Him his money. Give 后面呢加了两个受词 I feel like it's magic box time.
So
let's take a break and go check it out.
Yeah, it's magic box time.
Magic box, 找亮点。
外表看似小孩，智慧却过于常人，就是我。我就是被缩小了几十年，还是一直长保青春的少年。可惜。话说呢，虽然我内心是个大人，但是呢，外表还是个小孩。去年过年的时候，易小兰那家伙竟然送给我玩具。She gave a toy to me. She gave a toy to me. 哈，真是的，我怎么会想玩玩具呢？ Give 这个字呢，这个动词呢，就是叫做一个授予动词。我们日常生活中呢，很常用到授予动词。例如呢，谁给我，或是呢，我寄给你，或是呢，你买给谁。这些动作呢，我们就叫做授予动词。常用的呢，有刚刚说过的 give， 给什么东西。还有呢 ，send 就是呢寄出去，例如呢 ，send a mail 寄出一封信 ，bring 就是带来，带了什么东西来 ，lend 则是呢你把东西借给了谁等等哦。例如呢，刚刚的例句 ，she gave a toy to me， 她给我一个玩具 ，she gave a toy to me。句型呢就是主词加上授予动词加上物品再加上介系词 to， 最后呢再加上受词，我们的受词呢就是我们给予的对象。另外一个用法呢用起来就更加简单咯，我们用句型呢主词加上授予动词，先加上受词，最后再加上物品，诶，跟刚刚呢加上介系词的用法是完全一模一样，只是呢它把受词提前了，这时候呢我们直接要把要给的东西接在后面就可以咯。例如呢，我们这个小兰呢给了玩具 She gave a toy to me， 那毛利叔叔呢 OK He sent me some novelsHe sent me some novels. 他寄了一些小说给我。注意到呢，我们主持 he 就是指毛利叔叔。He sent 是寄的意思哦，给的意思。Sent 呢就是呢我们的授予动词，后面呢直接加上受词 me， 再加上我们的后面要送的东西 some novels， 好吧？所以呢他呢送给我一些我喜欢的小说，我呢就勉强收下了。这句话呢我们也可以改成介系词哦，记得吗？我们刚刚说介系词 to 的用法 ，He sent some novels to me. He sent some novels to me， 一模一样的意思，很简单对吧？说到这边我们就不得不提一个特殊的授予动词了，那就是 buy。 buy 这个字呢就是买东西的买，当我们使用 buy 的时候，诶，可不是使用介系词 to 哦，而是要使用 for。 我们用 buy something for somebody， 买什么东西给谁。例如呢，阿里博士的生日要到了，我呢要买个礼物给他。 I am going to buy a gift for him. I am going to buy a giftFor him. OK， 当然呢和其他授予动词一样，这句话呢也可以改写成不用介系词的版本。 I am going to buy him a gift。 顺序变来变去，但是呢意思其实都是一样的，你搞懂了吗？
Alright, back in the article it also says If I found two other Garadeb men, we would each get $5 million. So this is John explaining that there's actually more money out there if they can find more Garadeb men. Each of them would get $5 million. Wow, maybe we should change our name to Garadeb.
Right.
Each is our next word power word, E-A-C-H, each.Each is a word we use when talking about giving something or having something for each person, for one person, not for the whole group, but if you have one person, you have one thing. Each person gets one thing, not as a group, not as a large number, but one by one. For example, there are four cookies, so you can each have two. Four cookies, two people, each person gets two cookies. Isn't math great? There are four cookies, so you can each have two. Yay!
John 接着说，他如果找到另外两个 Garadeb 的人，每个人都可以得到500万 5 million。 每个人，今天呢我们学到新的这个 word power word 是 each 呢表示每一个各自，像是刚刚例句是说这个有四块饼干，所以两个人呢可以各自分吃到两块，所以不是大家都得到五百万，不是大家平分五百万哦，而是每个人 each one of them would get $5 million. Is that why he's in London to get Nathan Garadeb? Did Nathan meet this rich man? That's why he's looking for other Garadebs too. Oh, 好复杂哦。
You have many questions,
I know, there are too many questions.
Well, we could continue the article. Would that help you? Yeah, absolutely. All right, and it says, John continued. So John Garadev continued speaking and explaining the situation. He says, I couldn't find another Garadev in the U.S. So in America, he looked all over the place, but he couldn't find another Garadev. So I came to the U.K. He came to the United Kingdom, Britain, England, London. That's where he is now. So he came to the U.K. thinking that would be another place. Hey, did he check Canada? Hello, Canada. We're right there. But there's not many people, so maybe it's a good thing that there's good luck or good chance there's no Garadevs there. Anyways, so he traveled to the UK, and he says, here I found Nathan Garadev. Garadev number two.
John 接着说呢，因为在美国都找不到其他 Garadev 的人，所以呢就远渡重洋来到英国，然后呢在这里找到了 Nathan. So why does he come to Holmes?
Because he's Sherlock Holmes.
He should go to Nathan.
But he's got to find Nathan. London's the biggest city in the world at this point. They don't have Facebook or even a phone book, probably. Anyway, so he needs help finding Nathan Garadev. He is the proverbial needle in a haystack. All right, guys, that's it for today's article. But don't worry, we have more because review time is coming up next. Are you excited? I can tell.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So, what fun, super awesome game are we going to play today, Winnie?
Super awesome for you.
Really?
So, you need to make a story.
I need to make a story.
With random war powers.
Why do I need to make a story?
Because I set the rules.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I will drop you random war powers, and then you need to complete a story.
Okay.
Is it too hard for you?
I don't really understand.
Are you gonna quit now?
No, but I don't really understand how it works.
So we start with, we are having a party.
We are having a party.
And then you need to keep going with the story, and then I will give you random war powers.
Okay, we are having a party. It's a birthday party. Lots of people are invited. It's a birthday party at the home of the birthday girl. Her name is Susie.Susie has invited all of her friends and a few of her co-workers because she doesn't like most of them.
Rich.
She's a very rich lady, and also because it's a birthday party, there's a very rich birthday cake. Rich in this case, meaning full of butter and sugar. So it's delicious. Everyone is excited to be at Susie's party.
Guests?
The guests wore their biggest pants and skirts so they can eat a lot of food. It's going to be ever so much fun.And so the guests arrive at the party. They present their presents to Susie. She's so delighted to see all her friends.
Each?
And each of them brought her a beautifully gift-wrapped present.
Wow.
What a great party they had.
You are good at this.
And then at the end of the party, everyone went home and they had such a good time. And Susie, being such a good host...wrote them a thank you letter at the end of the party. I mean, the next day.
I wonder how long you can do this.
Well, don't we have another word?
No, we don't.
There's no more words? I thought I was waiting for another word.
No.
She sent them a thank you note
the next day. Thank you, everyone.
And that was why Susie is just the best host.
The Adventure of the Three Garadevs. Sherlock replied,
Sorry, but it isn't that easy.
He invited the guest inside and asked,
Mr. Garadev, are you here to talk about Nathan Garadev's letter?
John Garadev told Sherlock and Dr. Watson his story.
Back home in Kansas, I met a rich man, Alexander Garadev. He was proud of his last name because it wasn't very common. However, he had no family.Therefore, he wanted to give me his money after he died. If I found two other Garadev men, we would each get $5 million.
John continued,
I couldn't find another Garadev in the U.S., so I came to the U.K. Here,
I found Nathan Garadab.
Guest. Guest. Jack is cleaning his house because his guests will arrive later today. Jack is cleaning his house because his guests will arrive later today. Home. Home. Although I live in Japan now, Taiwan will always be home to me. Although I live in Japan now, Taiwan will always be home to me. Rich. Rich. The rich man gave a lot of money to help the poor. The rich man gave a lot of money to help the poor. Each. Each. There are 4 cookies, so you can each have 2. There are 4 cookies, so you can each have 2.